You're listening to the documentary on the BBC World Service. Almost as soon as it's light, Polly Appio is up and working, and she doesn't stop until she goes back to bed. Her life is typical of most women in Uganda, where over 80% of people depend on farming to survive. Most are smallholder farmers, and most are women like Polly. I'm Cecile Wright, and I've been to Katakwi in eastern Uganda to experience a day in the life of Polly Appio.
Has been the night when I first want to go out. I wake up very early in the morning to sweep the compound before I can start any other work. We are on the way to the compound of the water. I do this every morning so that when I come back tired from the garden, at least I have some water for use.
And how far is it to the borehole?
The borehole is about 4 kilometers. It is 2 kilometers going and 2 kilometers coming back.
That seems a very long way to walk.
It's a long way, yes. I'm used to it now. I know it is difficult, but I have no alternative. Yeah, how to carry the water.
What is life like for women?
Okay, there are some who feel there is some improvement, but there are those ones who have not seen that improvement simply because they are not exposed. They are just within that same village, and they have no access to meeting with other women.
I know that's something you've been working to change, isn't it? You've been setting up support groups.
Yeah, I have been trying to form groups where we can sit down and share ideas. And not only ideas, there are times maybe some other women have planting seeds, others don't have. So, but when we meet, we can know who is lacking and we can provide also for that person.
How do you carry the water? Because you have a big can there, so it must be quite heavy.
Yeah, I carry it on my head. It is easier to carry on the head than just to lift it. Yeah.
How did you end up living back in the village? What happened between you and your husband?
I found that my husband had a girlfriend. He was working at Entebbe Airport. We used to alternate. One weekend, one person travels. But somehow in the middle, he stopped coming home.
How did that make you feel, Polly? Because that must have been very difficult. You had 5 children.
Yes, I have 5 children. At that time, my eldest son was in 14 years and he was in senior 2. The 2 girls were in primary school. Then the young ones had not gone to school yet.
So what did you do? Because you must have been in a very dire situation at that time. 5 children, no husband to support you.
I approached my brother-in-law to come and show me the land that belonged to my husband. When they showed me the land, I went back and looked for some seeds. And then I came back and started planting. So since then, I've never stayed with him up to today.
But you, I mean, that was quite an unusual situation, wasn't it, for you to come back and for your husband's family to be so welcoming?
Yeah, I think this clan somehow understands. Because when I first came, they didn't object. They were so happy. And from that day up to today, they are still helpful to me.
Is that unusual for a woman to be treated that way by her family or certainly her husband's family?
different issue. Because you see, there's that struggle for land. If there were another clan, they would have just chased me so that they could take that land instead of giving me. We see this man. You know, I don't know that attitude they have about women. Even a thing is better than a woman. They think a woman is an object or something like that. We should not talk. We should not move. Women had no rights over their bodies. The men were the overall rulers of their bodies. So the woman can produce as many children as possible, as much as the man wants. But those ones who have known their rights, they now can plan for their children. If you want a happier family, have few children whom you can look after, whom you can educate, so you'll be happy in that family. Mm. Other than having 11 children who are even walking naked, who barely have nothing to eat, is that a happiness?
Mm. How young do girls get married here?
They begin even from the age of 13.
Yeah.
But the law doesn't allow a girl below 18 years to get married.
But it does happen.
But they still. And then they begin relationship with the boys at a very early age. So sometimes they become pregnant when they are at school. If they are not lucky to get married, then they remain within the community.
Is that common? Is that common?
It is common.
That girls get pregnant when they are not married?
Yeah, it's very common.
And you have 3 sons and 2 daughters, Polly?
Yes.
What are you teaching your sons about how they should treat women, how they should respond to women?
Normally, okay, before they get one, it is only one boy who is married, the rest have not yet got married. So I tell them that they should not treat their wives like their daddy treated me.
And you think they understand that and are more respectful of women?
They understand. At least he understands. Because whenever they get a misunderstanding, my daughter-in-law calls me or tells him, let's go to mama. So he fears even coming to me. He fears. So they solve that problem there, and then he again begs her, don't tell mama. Mama is going to harass me. So I feel there is some impact in that.
Now I go to talk to you. Thank you. We are tired.
I'm going to make breakfast.
So what are you going to make for breakfast?
I'm going to grind millet for porridge. Yes. I'm pounding the millet to remove the husks. Then I can make porridge from this. After I remove the husks, I'm going to grind. But it's normal for a woman. These days I don't even feel it more as if it's a hard work. Because this is what I'm supposed to do.
Would a man know how to do this?
They don't know. And they will never learn even. Because they believe this is a woman's work.
Do you know it?
So these are the husks. I'm now going to grind. Let me check it. This is a grinding stone. In the community, not all of us have the work, this produce. So you find some of our women friends or community members have nothing. So we normally give, we share. Me, I give consideration to the children. You know, some of them cannot speak. They keep quiet with their problems. But you will find that the children will tell you, yesterday we did not eat. We slept hungry. But what I normally do, I just prepare and take to that family. Even if they don't ask me. Our mothers used to have special songs. But for us, we are spoiled enough. We don't have special songs. So you sing any song. But those ones used to, even for digging, they had special songs for digging. So where we are going to celebrate this time, because this is, that's the land I was given, my husband was given.
Mm-hmm. And how big an area do you have, Polly?
I have over 20 acres.
And how much of that do you work on?
Less than 10 acres. This year it is even worse. I think I've only worked on 2 acres. Because of the rain, there was no rain. And we depend on oxen. At least with a tractor, you can even, if it doesn't even rain heavily, you can plow. But with the oxen, the land has to be very wet.
And has that been unusual that there's been rain?
It has been unusual.
And that has been a long period of dry weather?
Almost 4 months.
And so, the garden we're going to now, what do you grow there?
Granites. We are going to see, which I uprooted yesterday. So, we normally uproot, then you leave it to dry in the sun a bit. Then you go and pluck it.
And what else do you grow?
There's sorghum, then the millet. It has already been harvested. It's in that granary.
And what about cassava? Do you grow cassava?
Yes, I grow cassava. It is on the other side.
The crops you grow, do you grow them to for the family to eat or to sell?
For both. But mainly it is for the family's consumption. But what I see as excess is what I sell to raise fees for the children. It is very important that the children get educated in that, at least when they are able to read and write, and they, when they have their papers, they can get jobs whereby they can look after themselves. They can even improve my life as a mother.
How much does the survival of the family rely on the work that women do?
Almost 100%. 100%.
And so, while the women are working in the field, what are the men doing?
The men go drinking, or they go and play cards in a trading centers. Like if you went to any trading center now, anywhere, you'll find men drinking and playing cards.
And what about looking after the livestock? Is that mainly the job the men do?
That's supposed to be their work. But now, they leave it to the women and children.
I know one of the biggest challenges for women in Uganda is the issue of land rights. How is land apportioned? Who has control of the land?
By law, women have been allowed to what? To own land. But culturally, they are not.
But you find that a person like me or like them who know of their rights, they can convince the clan that they should be apportioned the land. Say if the father dies and he leaves that land, and now the land is divided among the boys, the girls also have a right to say, we also want our portion. The key issue is the education. Because most of the village women have not gone to school. So they don't know what is happening beyond their villages. The work of Action Aid actually has empowered women so much. Because these women before used never to go for any meetings. But today, they talk. We have a team of advocacy. There are about 45 people in number. But the majority are women. And we have been able to even to challenge our local authorities. In case we see that something is going wrong, especially like there are certain programs which you don't consider women. So we normally go and raise that, why are we left behind?
But it's also about women themselves, isn't it?
Yes.
Being able to say, I am going to do this, I am going to stand up. Mm-hmm. Could you ask them how difficult it is to, as a woman, to say, I am going to stand up for myself?
She says she has to push for a change because now she has learned that she, as a woman, has her own rights. That's what she says.
So is this a big change for women?
The work on Rena, I do like it in a polo now.
I better be better. I do like it now.
Yes, she says this is a big change.
And what do your men say?
Dodo kilioko kuseva lasi bay.
Koto karati bay ni yee kilera wakin. Nara reng boya galafebun.
She says it needed a man now to also to react.
Ara beru ni yee kilabu.
Even if it is mid afternoon, I have to work. Even in the burning heat, I have to work. And that's where we are going now. I'm with the granites. But this granite source has not done well. He has been affected by the sun. And I fear it may not do well. I have a group that I work with. So I normally don't go to the garden alone. I go with the group.
And is that generally family members?
Just the community members. We have a kind of a group. So we rotate from garden to garden. Because we cannot afford hired labor. We have no money to pay out.
So is this quite difficult work for me?
This is very difficult work and it's so slow and time consuming. Sometimes you don't say when you leave home in the morning and come to the garden. You don't even feel hungry. We are concentrating to try to see that you finish the work before it becomes like plucking granites before it rots.
And what do you do with the granites when you have picked them? How do you use them?
When it dries, we shell it. After shelling, you can even eat it raw, or you fry it and eat with the salt, or you pound it and use it as a paste. You add to some greens. Mm-hmm.
a challenge. And Allah says, I want to kill him. I'm going to take him. We are going to return the goat to home. When it's starting to get dark, it's when you return.
And how many goats do you have?
I've never even bothered to count. Because I have sheep and goats.
And what do you use the sheep and the goats for milk or for meat? Or?
The sheep I normally have.
So the boys normally help to bring the goats in?
Sometimes. When I'm very busy. Yeah. When they come back from school, they come and help me.
They are very happy.
That's what we do almost each evening when we are not very tired. So all these neighbors come around.
A woman's work never gets finished. When sleep time comes, it's when a woman rests.
Quite a long day.
It's been a long day today.
Sure.
It's been a good day.
Very good today.
And now it's time for bed.
It is time for.
I'm moving now.
Night. Aya,
good night.
Good night.
Good night.
But this kid is snoring. Is it okay? Good night, Cecily.
I'll see you in the morning.
Have a good night.
You've been listening to A Day in the Life of Polly Appio on the BBC World Service. The programme was produced by me, Cecile Wright.